10 alleged human smugglers indicted following crash that killed 8 migrants near border in West Texas. By Bob Price on November 7, 2021. A federal grand jury indicted 10 people for their roles in an alleged human smuggling incident that killed 8 migrants. The deaths occurred in March when an alleged smuggler fled from police and crashed into oncoming traffic. The indictment obtained by the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas alleges that Sebastian Tovar, a 25-year-old Toledo, Ohio resident, drove a Dodge Ram pickup truck on March 14 while carrying a load of migrants. Tovar led Texas Department of Public Safety troopers on a pursuit after an attempted traffic stop 30 miles north of Del Rio, Texas, according to federal prosecutors. 7 human smugglers face up to life in prison for their part in the deaths of 8 undocumented migrants after a smuggling attempt ended in disaster. Full story, pic.twitter.com/2rscal169r. Chief Patrol Agent Del Rio, Texas, at U.S. Beep Chief Drit, November 7, 2021. In March, Breitbart reported. The collision happened weeks after one of the deadliest highway crashes involving migrants entering the U.S. without permission and amid rising crossings along the U.S.-Mexico border. The Texas Department of Public Safety says troopers were chasing a red Dodge pickup truck on U.S. Highway 277 on Monday afternoon when the truck collided head-on with a white Ford F-150 nearly 30 miles, 50 kilometers, north of Del Rio. The driver and a child passenger of the Ford F-150 were hospitalized, as was one of the passengers from the Dodge pickup, according to the agency's statement. All 8 of the people killed and the surviving passenger of the Dodge pickup were immigrants in the U.S. without authorization, according to DPS. Federal prosecutors announced the indictment of the following. Sebastian Tovar, 25, of Toledo, Ohio. Nicholas Mondragon Gonzalez, a.k.a. Chayo and Flaco, 33, of Austin. Veronica Torres Mendez, 34, of Austin. Jennifer Oralia Davis, a.k.a. Pepa, 40, of San Antonio. Ruben Jr. Rodriguez James, 19, of Bastrop. Lauren Michelle Malmquist, a.k.a. Mama and Lala, 32, of Round Rock. Eduardo Rivera Benitez, a.k.a. Lalo and Casper, 23, of Bastrop. Marco Antonio Hernandez, a.k.a. Timo, 19, of Page, and Jose Eli Rodriguez, 21, of Austin. The indictments charged Tovar, Mondragon, Torres, Davis, Rodriguez James, Malmquist, and Benitez with one count of transporting undocumented non-citizens resulting in death. Tovar also faces a charge of conspiracy to transport undocumented non-citizens resulting in serious bodily injury and illegal transportation of undocumented non-citizens resulting in serious bodily injury. Mondragon, Davis, and Rodriguez James face 2 counts of transportation of undocumented non-citizens. Torres faces 4 counts of transportation of undocumented non-citizens. Hernandez, Jose Rodriguez, and Luna face 1 count of transportation of undocumented non-citizens, prosecutors stated. If convicted, the penalties for the charges range from 10 years in prison to life in prison. Investigators from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Homeland Security Investigations, U.S. Border Patrol, and the Texas Department of Public Safety participated in the investigation that led to the indictments. All suspects in the case have been arrested, officials stated. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter @BobPriceTX, Parler @BobPrice, and Facebook.